to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Michael Levitt. Michael is a burnout survivor, AI solutions consultant, global thought leader on HR, and wellness therapist, speaker, author, executive coach, and host of the Breakfast Leadership Show podcast. Michael, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Color code your calendar. And you color code it and make sure that your me time or your self-care time is your favorite color. Now, if you're colorblind, this is really cruel for me to tell you this, but if you're colorblind, use a symbol, your favorite symbol instead. But assuming you can see colors, the reason why you want to pick your favorite color as your self-care or your me time or your fun time or your personal time is then that way you can look at your calendar this week. You can squint, can't read the text at all, but you can see the colors. And if you don't see enough of your favorite color, that means your life is out of harmony and you need to start adding a little bit more me time to your schedule.
Well said. And so this is my me time is green. So you can see that I am definitely lacking because orange time is call time and yellow time is team time and there's no green. So well said.
Yeah, it happens to everybody, but it's an opportunity. You see that and you go, okay, that's the reality of it. I can't necessarily change that today, but you can look ahead and say, okay, what's my tomorrow look like? What's the next day look like? Okay, let's take a look at next week where you have a little bit more leeway to maybe shift a few things around and then drop, you know, a 20-minute block in there in the middle of it. Just say, okay, green time. I'm just going to literally go make a cup of tea or go outside or take a quick nap. Make sure you set the alarm, by the way. And otherwise, you wake up 3 hours later and you go, who am I? Oops. What am I? Yeah. What? Then all of a sudden, you look at your phone, you know, 16 missed calls. It's happened. We've all done it. You know, and we just apologize profusely and go, all right, let's try it again. But it's as much as it's a set it and forget it type of thing, it isn't. Each week is different. Each day is different. And you basically understand that, okay, it's going to be a little hectic for the next couple of days. You know that. And you say, okay, what can I do to prepare myself to make sure that I am my optimum best for that? What do I need to do? And once you get basically a better understanding of how you are, how you act, how your energy levels are throughout the day, you know, how you react to certain types of foods, you can basically condition yourself to a way where you can say, okay, I know that I'm going to need as much energy as possible for this day. So that means avoid the heavy draining foods for dinner the night before, or maybe even for your breakfast and your lunch during the day. Do something that can kind of give you at least some natural energy, the best that you can. So it gives yourself a fighting chance. So at the end of the day, you're not like pouring yourself into bed. You're like, okay, that was a busy day, but I feel like I've accomplished something. And again, you get into the habit of doing this, it'll be the norm instead of the exception.
And one thing that I want to add to that is entrepreneurs, specifically people that run businesses, we do struggle to set aside time for ourselves. And I kind of have a suspicion of this, but Everything that you're saying totally makes sense. It's totally logical. And to a certain extent, I think we all get it. But we're not doing it now. Why do you think we don't do it now? And let's attack that, because I think if we don't understand the reason we aren't doing it, it's going to be hard for us to make the change.
I'll borrow a quote from the late Jim Rohn. Because it's easy to do, but unfortunately it's easy not to do. And we choose the easy not to do. It's easy to just, I'm going to load up. I'll take some time off later. I'll take some vacation time in the summer or the fall. it'll quiet down then. But as an entrepreneur, especially if you're a solopreneur or running a really small team, you're still doing a lot of things. And because of a lot of reasons. One, you haven't been able to delegate properly. You may not have a team to delegate to. You may be like, okay, I'm bootstrapping this. I can barely have any money. But as I tell a lot of people, and I'm not the first one to say this, hire some help before you're ready, because you'll never, quote unquote, be ready. You're like, I'm going to wait until this. No, you need to offload some things. You should not do everything. You just shouldn't, because what happens is it takes away from your ability to work on the things that only you can do. And oftentimes, this is one of the big reasons why a lot of businesses fail. It's like, yeah, the compensation and the money and the revenue, that's a big thing, of course. But a lot of times is we just run out of gas. We're just drained, and we don't have that extra oomph to get over the hurdle to get to the next plateau. We don't get there. And I see it time and time again, which is really sad because, as we know, small, mid-sized businesses are the heart and soul of our country. And when they fail, we all suffer from that. So the key thing is do your best to try to avoid what I mentioned this earlier this week on a show too. Avoid Comfort Avenue. It's a street we love to spend a lot of time on, but we need to leave that particular neighborhood and get out in there and do things. But again, you have to understand how you tick. What's your energy levels throughout the day? What, are you more, active in the morning, more active in the afternoon, maybe in the evening? And align your workloads with when you have the energy to take them on. Because if you're not a morning person and you're trying to load up your mornings with things, you're setting yourself up for failure. Don't do that. Figure out, I'm good in the afternoon to early evening to work on things. Great. Well, then that's when you schedule things. Now, don't overschedule yourself. Don't worry, you will, but you'll figure it out eventually. Play around with your calendar, your schedulings, put a little buffer time in between. Figure it out for you. I mean, there's plenty of ways to do it. Happy to have conversations with people, give them some ideas, but ultimately, it's you understanding where your energy levels are throughout the day, aligning the work to where your energy levels are, so you'll actually accomplish more in less time because you're not running uphill. You're kind of working in a flow, and when you do that, you'll accomplish a lot more.
And what happens is if you don't fix that, it inevitably leads to burnout. And that's something that we've all faced before. I've run into burnout, and I've had bouts where burning out has caused me to give up and walk away and just let it just leave it there, just with in flames and ashes. And then I've also found coping mechanisms for burnout to where I burn out, but I keep going and I just separate myself from all of the emotion of the burnout. And that's not healthy either. It's like, well, I'm still moving, but I'm just a zombie at this point. And the problem that I've seen with that, and I want to hear what you have to say about this, but the thing that's happened to me is you burn out and quit. That's bad. You burn out and don't quit. That's almost worse because if you detach yourself from those negative feelings of burnout, when you get a win and when you're supposed to feel good, you've also detached yourself from those good feelings, and it's like nothing has a purpose anymore. And so, how do we just keep ourselves away from that burnout, whether we give up or whether we just keep going? Like, how do we stay out of that altogether?
The best thing is you have to be aware of the signs of it. And you also have to listen to your peers, your colleagues, your loved ones that are giving you warnings that you are burning out. I had, with my burnout, it nearly killed me. I mean, literally, heart attack. I should have died from the heart attack. I didn't, thankfully. I'm not talking to you from a different dimension. I'm still here. It's 2025, end of February at the time of this recording. I'm very fortunate that I didn't die from the situation that I had. But burnout was the cause of it, and I ignored it, worked through it, was numb, was the zombie as you described. And was just going through the motions of things, and wasn't taking care of myself, wasn't eating well, wasn't sleeping. All the fun things in life, that me time on the calendar, that was non-existent. And I even had mentors tell me, they looked at my calendar and they said, "Oh, where's the mic time? Like, what do you mean my time? This is my calendar. It's all my time. No. The stuff for just you to do that's not working. Like, oh, we can't do that. And when you're off of work then for several months because you're recovering from a cardiac event, I had plenty of me time then. But unfortunately, for some people, that would be economically devastating as well, especially if they don't have any type of coverage. So their bills aren't getting paid, which of course then creates financial stress, which, in my personal opinion, is the worst stressor of all, because as much as we all hate to pay bills, we do enjoy the ability to be able to pay bills. And when we can't, that is such a defeating situation. You're frustrated, you're getting the phone calls, you seem powerless. And that just adds on to the other stressors that are going on in your life. And it's just a horrible, horrible cycle. So the thing is, you have to notice yourself. Do the me time. We've talked about that a couple times. You have to schedule that. It's as most important as possible. Now, there's going to be times and days you're not going to be able to do it all the time, but understand it. Eat the foods that are right for you. I'm not going to tell you to skip the fast food. That's up to you and your nutritionist and your medical team. I'm not telling you to stop doing that. I am telling you is find out the foods that are right for you to give you the natural energy that you feel good, so you don't have to use the extra stimulants and the 5-hour energy drinks or the 18 cups of coffee or anything like that. If you can get that, then you're going to feel better, which means your body's going to rest better, so you're going to get the quality sleep you need. And when we sleep and get really good sleep, that's when we repair the damage that we do to ourselves on a daily basis. I don't care how healthy you are, we damage ourselves every day. When we sleep, the body goes, all right, let's repair. And that if it's getting good restful sleep, it can. Now, if you're not getting good sleep, guess what? That repair job's not getting done. So the damage you did today gets piled on the damage tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month. And then you get to meet a cardiologist because your arteries are all clogged up and you had a heart attack. Oh no. So it's the warning signs are there. You don't go from zero to burnout in a day. You can have a really stressful day, but prolonged stress is what turns into burnout. So if you're under a lot of stress, you got to figure out ways to address it. And there's, many options, but you have to understand, okay, what's causing it? What do you have that's in your control? Because a lot of times there's stressful situations that are out of your control, and our brains go, but we're trying to fix it, and we can't because it's not in our control. But what you can control is your mindset, how you approach it, how you take care of yourself. And when you do that, you're giving yourself a fighting chance to be able to navigate through the stressful periods. And sometimes that's enough.
Well said. And so tell us a little bit more about the Breakfast Leadership Network and who's a good candidate and where we can learn, where we can get connected.
Yeah, the organization, it's been around for almost 9 years now. The show's been around for 8 years as of last week. So love having conversations with great thought leaders across the globe. Just an absolute blast to do that. But the primary work we do is we focus obviously on burnout recovery and prevention. I wish it was more prevention than recovery, but many times people come to me after they're burned out and it's like, well, let's get you back to a normal state. And then if you want, we can dig into what caused the burnout. Because a lot of times people say, well, what caused it? It's like, let's get you back to feeling good first. Then we can look at what caused this. And sometimes that's deeper. That goes a lot deeper. And in many cases, I've had people goes back to their childhood, which hence why, I got certified in a couple therapies because I needed to have a better understanding how the brain works. I have a pretty good idea of how people think and their behaviors and habits and stuff like that. I should probably practice it on myself from time to time, but hey, the sometimes the best car mechanics have the worst cars. It happens that way. But so we do a lot of work with individuals and teams on burnout recovery and prevention, workplace culture. Retention is a huge, huge challenge for a lot of organizations. So going in and helping their teams make some adjustments here and there to improve retention and communication and all of that. And one of the things we've been doing lately too is, when I talked about the financial stress component before, 70% of Americans are under some amazing amount of debt, and it's taking a toll on people. And factor in at the time of this recording, the cost of eggs is a little outstanding, to say the least. I looked at prices in San Diego for a dozen eggs, and at the grocery store around the corner from me, it's $10 for 12 eggs. Needless to say, not eating a whole lot of eggs right now because, and it's insane. But financial stress causes other ailments as well. So doing some work with people to, help them navigate, through from a legal standpoint, and how to navigate and give them some options to address the debt and without filing bankruptcy and all that kind of good stuff. But doing some work on that because, again, I know financial stress is a big component of burnout as well. So doing some work on that. But best place to find me is breakfastleadership.com. And from there, you can go in a myriad of different directions.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Michael Levitt, for showing us a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to connect directly with him, you can go to breakfastleadership.com. Hey, if you're out there on your morning commute, or maybe you're contemplating stealing some eggs out of the supermarket, or maybe you're just out in the field doing some calisthenics or something like that, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.